you're paddling out for the bike this morning.
Yep.
And you've got a few people with you.
Yep. Yeah, we've got a couple coming out.
Yeah.
It's a good turnout, and there's also a bit of a swell out there as well, which is great.
There is a swell. Yeah, you're a bit worried about the swell?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not.
But, and why have you come out here today?
Because I think it's really important that we protect this earth that we're on.
Yeah.
That it's not just about us, it's about all the creatures that live on this earth.
Yeah. And particularly with the bite, what's the thing about the bite in particular?
Like, there's all the whales and they come to have their babies, and it's, like, really important for a lot of wildlife and stuff.
Do you think people take notice of the sort of thing you're doing today?
Yeah, I hope so, you know. If they don't, that's their problem. But, yeah, we're certainly taking notice.
Yeah.
Notice of any company that's going to potentially wreck our coastline or our planet, you know.
What's the main concern?
The risk factor is extremely high, removing oil so deep, you know. And there's so many different alternatives as well these days that we should be investing money and time into, you know.
Exactly.
So... But I think the waves are calling me. I've got to go.
Okay, there you go.
See you guys.
Good luck. Why have you come out here today?
Well, to support the people that are organising this event. I think it's really important that we throw our support behind people that are really doing important things to save the planet.
Yeah. What's the main concern here with the bite and with the drilling and all?
I mean, to my mind, I mean, it's just the general risk from leakage. I mean, pristine, beautiful waters, and we just we're going to foul them up. There's pretty much a guarantee that, you know, this is what's going to happen in due course.
Do you think that the risk of an oil spill is too great? Is that the thing?
There's a finite risk. We don't know what that risk is, but there's a finite risk, and I'm particularly concerned that this government values money and income over the environment, and they show that time and time again.
And you're talking about the federal government?
I'm talking about the federal government, yes.
Do you think that there's a possibility that the organisation which oversees this is not going to give permission for them to go ahead? Have you been following that at all?
We would hope so. I mean, because, I mean, I think this type of demonstration, the others that go on and all the campaigns, I mean, demonstrate that there's a social, if you like, conscience about this, and we just don't want it to go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think it's, you know, it's the whole country that we should be looking at, you know, and everything's connected. We're all connected, all of us, you know, and being down here, just to share a bit of story about where we actually are right now, down here on the beach here, Dan and Ian, everyone out in the water there, out in Tiny there.
Yeah.
And I'm also here for, I think, the generations to come, the ones that aren't born yet.
Yeah.
And to remind people that we've got to stop these people from doing what they want to do, you know. So it is about protecting the bite, because if something happens there, it'll affect everything else along this whole coastline, the whole southern coastline from Western Australia right around here, you know. So we all got to stand together, we all got to stand in solidarity and say no.
Indigenous people from here, you know, looked after this land for a very long time.
Yes.
And just reading, you know, the Bruce Pascoe book about that,
mm-hmm.
and to what extent people were able to keep things, you know, on an even keel,
yeah.
and productive for all that time.
Yep.
What's the concern particularly about what's going on here in the Bight in relation to that?
Oh, look, well, it's everywhere all over the country. I mean, we're still waiting for a peaceful settlement. You know, native title just doesn't do it. Doesn't give us any real rights. You know, and I'm talking about birthrights now, the country, you know. None of that stuff that's written down as LAW law can compare to our LORE law. But we've got to find the middle ground in between. And, you know, that's another reason why I'm down here, because I'm a traditional owner. I don't know about saying that word, but I'm just a Malawira Miana, which is dry forest fella man from this country.
Yeah.
And I need to be back on the country like this with everyone that's on my country, so they know what it actually means to be on country.
Yeah.
And that means looking at things differently. So we can show and talk about those old fire-burning patterns that used to be here, that used to exist, you know, and how we managed all of that, you know, our fresh water, the land itself, everything, you know. Now that's all changing, you know, the seasons are out of whack now, and everyone's feeling it, you know, and we knew what came for us is coming for everyone here too. You know, not just us, the Aboriginal followers, the first followers, it's coming for everybody else now.
Do you think that things like this help to bring people together in that sense and understand a bit more?
I think these sort of events should be maybe 3 days. 3 days long, so we can have proper fire ceremony and do the proper greeting to spirit of place and go through the process properly and the protocols that go with that, you know?
And to get a deeper understanding.
Get a deeper understanding, straight out. Like now my foot is standing on the sand, but when I go like that, it's under the sand. But what does that mean? Is my foot still there? You can't see it, but I don't know. So they're the sort of things that we then wipe away, like the sand, and draw the next story, the next symbol of understanding on the country and the land, coming from the first people, you know? Hoping that we can start now working together on some of those sort of things, you know, because this is where it is now, and we have to do that for the healing globally, the spirit of humanity, the spirit of our only one earth that we have.
If we can keep it.
Well, we have to. We have to fight for it. There's no choice. We've got no choice now. They're not giving us any other choices. You know, you can see that happening all around the world. They're not really giving people any choices, and people are coming out, you know, and they're saying, no, that's not, we can't. You know, things have got to change. The system has got to change, you know. Okay. Yeah, so.
Thank you.
No worries, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Daily, brother.
We just have to keep going.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to continue a little bit because I actually didn't record some of that.
That's okay.
So how many people do you think you've got here today?
Hundreds. What's that? We've probably got like 150 in the water. Right. Over 300.
Probably. Was that what were you expecting?
We were expecting this actually.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, our first Hands Across the Sand, we were expecting 20 odd people, just family and friends. That was 2 years ago. Yeah. And 300 rocked up. Community down here is just so engaging, so powerful. And then our last Hands Across the Sand this year, there was about 250 people rocked up, and today we're showing over 300. So,
why do you think so many people from these local communities come out to this sort of event?
I think because we're so engaged with the water and the ocean, and everyone is very passionate about protection and keeping all things natural. Protecting not only for our enjoyment or for the animals, it's for the youth, it's for the future, and making sure the kids of the community can enjoy these pristine environments. Because these, you just look down the coast and it's just magic. And we've got, you know, the historic Port Wollonga Jetty here, caves, like it's just, everyone's so engaged down here all the time. Any little threat to do with destroying it or an oil spill happening and covering this whole coastline, it's not questionable.
It's not a little threat though, is it?
No, exactly. Huge. It's huge. And it will cover through to Perth, all the way down to Victoria, cover all of Tassie, KI. It will just destroy the whole coastline.
Have you got other events planned through the year?
We do. On December the 13th, we have a Waves of Peace event, which is a yoga, a drumming and a spirit festival, just down here at Port Wollonga as well. And there'll be another one happening in January as well. We also have probably every two or three months we have a film night as well at Kiwi Art House. So we'll be organising the next one
pretty soon.
Yeah.
If people want to keep up with what you're doing and what's happening with the Fight for the Bite, how do they do that?
Facebook or email, or just getting along to the events. We post the events, you know, if they don't have Facebook or email, they can just see on any of the local groups, pages. Our Facebook is called The Wild South.
The Wild South.
And we're a part of the Great Australian Bite Alliance as well. So we've just been added to the Great Australian Bite Alliance, which is pretty huge. So you can just get amongst it. There's groups, there's whole heaps of events happening.
Yeah.
And the Wilderness Society South Australia, also Sea Shepherd. We're all one community here.
And you don't have to paddle out necessarily.
No, 100%. There's heaps of people on the beach, and we all just get together.
It was a bit of a scary swell out there.
It was a bit. Got a few grummies out here just catching a few waves.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Well, while you're here.
That's it. Why not? Why not?
Yeah. All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much. Right. Awesome.
Okay. Why have you come out here for this event today?
Well, this is an issue that's really dear to my heart and most people in my electorate. So today there's people on Kangaroo Island, which is also on the seat of Mawson. They're out fighting against drilling in the Bight, and we've got people here at Port Wollonga and at other places right around the state and indeed right around the nation. It's really important that we turn up and we stand up for the environment, because the environment doesn't have a voice. We need to be the environment.
And do you feel that the coastal communities are fairly united in that sense?
Yeah, I think so. I think whoever thinks it's a good idea to go and put what we've got in the Great Australian Bight at risk by drilling out there has never been to this part of the world, because it is beyond belief why anyone would think it's a good idea.
Is there any sign that Equinor is listening?
I don't know. I was over there and I met with the Norwegian government, and back in April, and you know, sort of sat down and said, "This is a really dumb idea." And we've had other delegations go over since then. So hopefully, I think we just need to keep the pressure up. We need to write to the Norwegian Prime Minister. We need to write to the King of Norway. It's a symbolic role, but I think if we actually put some pressure on all levels of the Norwegian government, we might finally have a breakthrough. At the moment, I think they think that it's just a little bit of noise. We need to amplify it and show just how important this is. There was a survey in the Advertiser this week which was overwhelmingly showing that people in South Australia don't want drilling in the Bight to go ahead.
And is there a role for the state government in there or not?
Absolutely there is. I mean, what we need to be doing as a state government is telling the federal government this isn't on. Now, the Liberal Party's out in support of drilling in the Bight here. We're having some discussions within the Labor Party. Of course, I'm totally opposed to it, and my voice is being heard quite loud. I've just put out my fridge magnet calendar for 2020, and it's got the picture of me with my Fight for the Bight T-shirt on, standing at the front of the Norwegian Parliament. So I'm not hiding my feelings on what should happen. And I'll continue to fight, continue to be a strong voice. But I've got to say, every South Australian who cares about this issue needs to email all 69 state members of Parliament. They also need to email a few senators, like Don Farrell, and let them know that this is not the panacea. This is not all about creating some jobs boom for South Australia. It's actually a dud deal for South Australia. It's all risk, no reward. The jobs will be fly in, fly out. Jobs, there will be a few support jobs. But what are we putting at risk here? 40,000 jobs in the tourism and fishing sector. So if the argument's jobs, we've already got 40,000 jobs. Don't put them at risk. So please, you know, all South Australians, please email South Australian senators, email every state member of parliament in the upper house and the lower house, because if they don't hear your voice, they don't think you care.
Liam Bignall, thank you.